Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey there, networkers, Shannon here. So today's story is from Ali Nasser, part of the band Miss This. I am obsessed with her music. No kidding. Every time they release a new song, I listen to it like 10 times on repeat and just drown myself in Star Wars feels. So obviously, if you haven't checked out her music, highly, highly recommend that you do. And actually, in this episode, you'll get to hear a little bit about what goes into the writing of each of her songs. So without further ado, welcome to episode 4 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Star Wars has been a part of my life in some way or another since I was a little girl. One of my earliest memories is actually of watching The Empire Strikes Back with my dad. So let me set my story up for you. Just kind of give you a little glimpse into what that was like. I was 4 years old. A huge monsoon storm had just rolled in, and we live in Arizona, and those storms can get insane. The thunder was shaking the house, there was a ton of lightning, and I was just feeling really afraid. My dad would stay up late and watch movies, TV, hockey, news, whatever. So sometimes if I was feeling afraid or just couldn't sleep, he would let me sit on the couch and watch with him. So I walked out of my room and down the hall and plopped down next to my dad on the couch in our living room, and there on screen were Han and Leia arguing in the hallway of the base on Hoth, and I will never forget that. I loved them from the start. They were always one of my favorite couples in movies. I loved them. And that's really what sparked my initial interest in Star Wars. A couple years later, The Phantom Menace came out. I don't remember seeing that in theaters, but I do remember having the VHS at home and watching that. And Darth Maul freaked me the hell out. I was so afraid of him. He would come on screen and I would hide my face behind my hands or I would leave the room. I remember very vividly seeing Revenge of the Sith in theaters and being devastated. I knew that Anakin was Darth Vader and that he would become that, but there was still this part of me that just couldn't believe it. I loved Obi-Wan. I loved his relationship with Anakin. I loved Anakin's relationship with Padme. So to watch all of that fall apart was just earth-shattering. I remember running out of the theater as Anakin and Obi started fighting, and I was pretty much in tears. I thought that I had waited long enough outside of the theater to avoid watching the rest of their fight, but right when I came into the theater, Anakin was limbless, charred, and crawling. Absolutely horrible. And that is forever burned into my mind, seeing that, walking into the theater and seeing that just like incredibly gruesome thing. And I mean, I've always been a movie weenie. I used to have trouble watching The Chronicles of Narnia because animals died. So like watching Anakin in that state was just devastating. But after that movie came out, everything kind of was put on pause for Star Wars for me. Like, that kind of went to the background of my mind until TFA came out. And I absolutely loved that movie. I had such a blast watching it. I was very intrigued by the relationship between Rey and Kylo. Like, I could tell there was something there. I've always been heavy into romance movies and romance novels, huge Jane Austen fan. I could just detect these little seeds that were there. The way he took off his helmet and looked at her. The way he looked at her when she called the saber to her. I mean, it was just like, to me, I was just sold. Like, oh, this relationship is so amazing. So then when I brought it up to people, they thought I was crazy. And so I just kind of let it go. I didn't get involved in fandom until The Last Jedi. I was just so amazed by the movie. I went and saw it like 10 times and I just couldn't stop talking about it. And my husband was like at his wit's end with me talking about it constantly. And so I decided that I needed to get on Tumblr and start a Star Wars blog and start talking to people. That's kind of how I started engaging with the fandom. I really like to do gift sets. I love making those. Writing meta occasionally. Having conversations with people about what we're seeing in the films and the symbolism. And watching videos that people make on YouTube and discovering what they're finding. And I'm also a frequent flyer in the Star Wars Cantina, which is like one of my only places I go on Reddit. I love talking to the people in there. It's a really great community. So I go in there often. Met some great friends through the Star Wars Cantina. Met Marie Claire from the What the Force show. Met my friend Nikki. Just people that I love talking Star Wars with. I would have not had any of these friendships or really dug deep about a story with anyone had I not gotten involved in this fandom. I think it's really interesting because I was just talking with someone on Twitter today about how I really don't know what my life would look like without Star Wars being a major part of it. Like, that's kind of part of my identity, is that I love Star Wars so much that I write music about it. And that's kind of like my major way of engaging with the fandom. I started a girl band with my best friend, Megan. It's called Miss This, all one word. And our first song was called Star-Crossed, which we wrote about Ben Solo and Rey. It started off being a song about my husband and I and how we found each other. But as things often do with music and lyrics, the song quickly spiraled into something completely its own. I knew that a lot of the things that I was writing was drawing from Ben and Rey, mostly because that was what I'm consuming constantly, is their story. So I brought the song to Megan and it was half finished. And she looks at me afterward and she said, "Well, Allie, is this a Rey love song?" I thought to myself, well, jig is up. And so I said, "Yeah, I think it definitely could be. Should we go for it?" Megan said, "Hell yeah." So we went for it. And we wrote our first Star Wars Reylo song. Then shortly after that, the juices kept flowing and we were writing more Star Wars music. We wrote Rumors, which is about Ben Solo and his struggle between the light and the dark and just resolving that within himself and him having to shoulder the weight of all the things that he's done. Also, what it was like to live with the legacy of his mother and his father. Being the son of Leia Organa and Han Solo, being the nephew of Luke Skywalker, the greatest Jedi of all time, and then discovering that you're the grandson of Darth Vader. Just the weight of that legacy. And I wrote that song in like 10 minutes, mostly because as I was writing it, I just started being able to relate so much to it because we all deal with that. Every person in this world deals with some kind of struggle with family legacy or expectations from the outside world, and just kind of resolving who you are with what the world expects you to be and what you expect yourself to be. That's something that we can all relate to. And shortly after we released Rumors, we released our third single called Around Me, which is about what we think the future will be like after the war is over. And it, of course, centers around Ben and Ray and their future and how we see their future. So give it a listen if you haven't yet. Coming next month in March, we have our song You and I coming out, which is about Han and Leia and their relationship. And it's bittersweet. I mean, we find out in TFA that their love that so many people thought would last forever couldn't withstand the loss of their son. And so that song definitely reflects that pain, but also the fact that they still love each other. That you can tell that in The Force Awakens, how much they still love each other, and they just couldn't make it work. They couldn't let it ride. And in the end, we really want all of our music to be able to be relatable to people, regardless of whether or not they love Star Wars or don't love Star Wars. The hope is just that they can find little pieces of themselves in these songs. I mean, that's every artist's dream, is that someone could take away something out of their music. So whether or not you're listening to it for the fact that it's rooted in Star Wars, or you're just listening to it because you like the lyrics or you like the instrumentation, whatever it is, we just hope that everybody can find a piece that they love. And maybe, just maybe, our music could inspire them to become a Star Wars fan. That would be the ultimate dream. And this year in Star Wars, I'm hopeful for a lot of things. I mean, what I'm looking forward to the most, of course, is seeing episode 9 and watching the culmination of this saga, watching the resolution of it all, getting to be a part of this monumental event. I mean, episode 9 is huge. This is the end, or so they say. You never really know. I would love to introduce my kids to the Skywalker story down the line when they decide to revamp it again and show us Ben and Rey's children. I would love that. But this is the end as we know it, episode 9. So I am really excited to see that, but also scared in a weird way. I'm also super duper excited for the rest of Resistance. I love that show. I am excited for The Mandalorian. I'm excited for the Cassian Andor series. Honestly, if it's Star Wars, I'm excited about it. That's kind of the way that I am. I'm excited for new books. I'm excited for a lot of things. What I'm mostly excited about is being able to get all the stories that we'll get to see inside of Ben's head, and hopefully get a little bit more on his early life after episode 9 comes out and we get some supplemental material. I just think that would be so cool. I can't wait.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Ali Nasser, and you can find her at In Wild Space or at Miss This Band. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to all of our patrons for making this show happen. And if you want to reach out to us, you can find the network at Network 1901 and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.